The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. On this Friday, 17th day of August, 2018. And I've got a little surprise guest today. Hopefully she can stick around a little while with us. This is involving Revelation, the movie. If you have not seen this or have not heard about it, well, aren't you glad you're here today? Before I get into that, I want to remind people, if you're just tuning in on this Friday or you're left over from the Mike Rivero show, we're doing donations for the network. Please support us. Keep us on the air. I just opened a donation today from a gentleman that says, tell the audience, donate whatever you can and pray that RBN does not disappear from the airwaves. And he says, this donation, unfortunately, all I can afford for now. But every bit helps, and we do appreciate the listening audience in support of what I believe to be the best radio network out there. Now, I want to preface this by the clip, that promotional clip for Revelation. I think. Here we go.
Our society is moving towards Marxism.
Because of what we did on this day, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
Our revolution now becomes your revolution.
Something's wrong, and we all know it.
I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces. The dark side, bent on global governance. Alex Jones.
What is the goal? It is to create a one world government. It's as old as time itself.
Authoritarian officials with jackboots could say, your papers, please, and stop you and demand to see your ID.
The Department of Homeland Security issued a declaration to all law enforcement, state, local, and federal, saying that the future threats to America were right-wing Christian groups, Second Amendment groups, pro-life groups.
Wake up, America.
And returning veterans.
While you still have time.
Just think of this country again as one nation under God. America with borders, a nation of patriots who are proud of our heritage, our achievement.
Now it remains necessary for all Americans to draw such a line in the sand.
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
Revelation the movie. .info.
No is a powerful concept.
Oh, like I said yesterday, play whack-a-mole. It pops up. Take your hammer and beat it back down. I have with me Anita Unterseat. Hello, Anita. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Fair to middling, mostly good, baking under Texas skies here at about 105 degrees. I've said this before. I don't want to wish people's lives away, but I wish this summer would end.
That's the truth.
Yeah. I appreciate you coming up on the air. It was rather fascinating. I just got this, and thank you for sending this to me. I got a copy of the original movie, Revelations, Dawn of Global Government. And I got to tell you, this filming for this started to take place in what, Anita, 2010?
Yeah, that's right. We were right in the middle of change coming to America that hasn't ended.
It was could...
pretty scary, you know.
Yeah.
And it still is scary.
Well, and it since that time, it's only gotten worse. You know, the one thing I noticed, there are people who make documentaries and people who make movies or docudramas or documentary movies. This is like a documentary movie, but it's done so well. The editing on it, the continuity, the theme, there has been none better out there. I mean, absolutely.
Oh, thank you,
John. Yeah, does the general public know, Anita, how much you and Chuck went in the hole doing this movie?
I don't know.
Well, let me.
Or I don't know there, but.
Well,
yeah.
let me tell them. let me just clue them in. Would you folks in Radio Land out there consider, you know, if you're doing something that was righteous and just, and you thought you'd have the support, maybe you lost $100,000, maybe you lost $500,000. How about if you lost $1.5 million doing this? Do you or Chuck regret doing this movie? I'll just ask you flat out, Anita.
Well, I have to tell you that it's a partnership of other patriots who chipped in for this thing, and Chuck and I are the majority of it. But there's many others who were involved with their own treasure and. We weren't alone shouldering this weight, and we were going after a theatrical release, which is near impossible, but Dinesh D'Souza did make it possible with his movie 2016, Obama's America. The first time a conservative documentary ever thought to see the light of day. Ours, of course, is not... near as soft as his was, so ours really tells the truth about the global government takeover of our republic.
And
that's the basic theme.
And whose video were you mentioning? I didn't catch the name.
Oh, Dinesh D'Souza, and he is.
Yeah. He also did one on Hillary Clinton. And,
he did, and I think there's another one out right now.
Yeah, and, you know, that's all fine and dandy until you really look at Dinesh D'Souza. He's very eloquent, very, very, very smooth, very,
right.
How should I say, he pulls you in. Let me just say that. But reviewing what the guy is saying, I'm coming out with the opinion that this guy's a neocon. And I
absolutely,
and
that's why he's successful.
That's why that was the point.
That's not the only reason he's successful. I give the man credit because, you know, he seems like an unlikely person to have made a film or made several films and been as successful as he has been. It's not easy for anybody. I don't know what his connections are, but I believe it was a similar situation where he raised the money himself. And he's good at, and has a lot of connections, so he was able to get on to Fox News and some of these big mainstream shows where you get millions of people listening, and it was a message they, you know, could support because there was really nothing controversial about it.
Well, sure. When you speak the truth in this country, woe unto you. There was also another guy, yeah. Aaron Russo, Freedom to Fascism. Now, he got a limited release in the theaters, but that got waylaid as well.
Right. Yeah, he also self-funded.
Yeah.
So it's tough making movies unless you're in the Hollywood scene is not really a get-rich-quick scheme.
Well, and the reason why people are making these movies or these documentaries is because we know what Hollyweird is comprised of, and we know the agenda or the message that they keep pushing. Just today, when I was talking to you, I had just spoken to the bakery out in Colorado that refused to make a wedding cake, a custom wedding cake for a homosexual couple. And that went to the Supreme Court, and believe it or not, folks, here's a shock of all shocks, and this is not in error, this is true. 5 out of the 7 justices ruled in favor of that case. But that didn't stop the very same people from going back after him. And I don't want to, and this is true, folks. I don't want to offend you or depress you, but the very same person that started this lawsuit in the first place is going right back at it, asking them to do some pretty damned graphic materials for custom cakes, and he has refused again. Well, guess what? He's back under fire. The point of it is that on yesterday's program, Anita, and I wish you would have heard it, because I was talking about the whack-a-mole. And when I mean whack-a-mole, we have this, that, and the other popping up to actually waylay the very foundation of this country. And you and I were talking about lawyers and litigation and all that other stuff. But suffice to say that my conclusion about this, and we know the courts, the administrative courts, and some of these judges, how they rule from the bench. But I think what has to happen here, because this is the last vestige, win, lose, or draw in this court, it's a court of public record, and at least we'll be able to get our words, hopefully, written down in these courts and recorded for posterity, if nothing else. But I'm looking at this, and I'm going, we're not fighting hard enough. We're not playing whack-a-mole. We're not the mallet banging the heads of these clowns when they pop up. And they're, my God, Anita, they're numerous. They're coming from different quarters that are funded by certain people to push a communist or a socialist agenda in this country. And you and I both know where this is going. The United States has to fall in order for them to have their global government.
Right, because our Constitution is a firewall against a socialist or Marxist or communist government. But the reason we named the movie Revelation, there's two reasons, actually. It's Revelation, the subtitle is Dawn of Global Government. Well, Revelation is a revealing of something, which it is. And it is also a biblical prophecy that in the end there will be a one-world government, a one-world money, a one-world religion, and so on. And so you can take it either way, but the foundation of our country is a Christian, our Christian principles, and that's our heritage, and it has been eroded.
Well, and okay.
From without and from within.
All right, well, let me back up here a second. Anita, your statement was that this is biblically prophesied that we'll have a one-world government. Then doesn't it necessarily mean, then, that this nation has to fall?
Well, I think it does. I've heard differing ideas on how it could not happen. But even if it is, you know, going to happen, it doesn't mean we stop fighting evil. We're also called to fight against evildoers, and it's a spiritual battle. It's bigger than just evil humans. It's just a spiritual issue. Besides all the other parts of it,
I would agree with that. And I've seen statements being made and predictions being made and prophecies that were kind of taken out of context. I think what you're describing here is what the Bible describes. If the people will turn themselves again to God, I will save your nation. Now we got a conundrum here, because we have a lot of people, and I've heard this said in the past, and this is kind of the secular viewpoint, that the reason why we have culture and society is because we have laws and we have religion. And I have always argued on the side of the Bible and the tenets of the Bible, and what were those 10 things, the do not do list? I even had, I even had an atheist one time, and I mean, I tested his mettle, and he was stone cold atheist. But at the end of this conversation, he admitted to me, he said, but you know what, to structure a society and a culture, he said, you know, the Ten Commandments is not a bad way to do it. You know, those little things like thou shalt not murder, and thou shalt not steal, and covet thy neighbor's wife, and his goodies, and this, that, and the other. Yeah, I think we can all agree on that for sure. And it strikes me that I think there's a lot of, Anita, conflicted people out there because they're not feeling exactly, how should I put this, righteous. That they're looking at themselves and condemning themselves and, oh, look at the mess, and this is God's judgment, and this, that, and the other. I don't think so. I think, I believe this in my heart of hearts, with every fiber of my being, that if the people will stand up to this abject evil, because it's based on lies, it's based on deception, it's based on everything that is, if I can use the term, anti-good. Well, let me use an Orwellian term here, anti-good, double plus good. That in fact, this nation can be saved. That in fact, that we can once again live this gift of life. Wasn't given to us by government. Wasn't given to us by a test tube or some laboratory scientist. Anita, who was it given us? Given to us by?
Was that a question?
Yes.
Well, my understanding is that the Constitution was based on the law of nature and nature's God, which was basically referring to... let's see here. I actually have this in the transcript.
Well, what I was digging for is government didn't create life. Government can't create it and it can't end it. Who did? Isn't that the creator of the universe?
Right. I believe it's the creator of the universe.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think it's up to each individual, really. We can't necessarily count on everybody else doing the right thing, but as each person on their own has to do the best they can to protect what we've got.
Yeah, there's no way I can do enough deeds to cover the bad deeds of somebody else. It's really not my concern. They'll be judged according to the program here. They will be judged on the merits of their own life, and I get that. That's a singular issue. And when you shuffle off the mortal coil and you're walking through those pearly gates, that is okay. But you get the idea. Now, Anita, here's been the problem. People like our card-carrying communist friends over at the ACLU, that people look at as being some bastion of protecting freedom and liberty, when they themselves, back in the early 60s, went after the basis of this country, its belief system, and basically told people, you know what, you know, you've got, they don't use the term constitutional rights, they use the term civil rights. And to them, this doesn't come from God or any high deity or some power over them that they're powerless against. And they have been in the business of separating the people from God. That's been their main objective the whole time.
Yeah.
So, you know, and let me just finish what I was about to say here. And this is part of the deception that people that if you want to take control of the opposition, then take control. That's what the ACLU has done in part. And people believe, Anita, that when the ACLU speaks that, hey, you know, it's the ACLU. You know, they've done a lot of good. They have done much bad as well. Okay, let me take this break. Mm-hmm. Let me take this three-minute break. I've got Anita Untersee with me, Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, and the trilogy series that was added to this just last year. We'll talk more about this when we get back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we're back talking with Anita Untersee, the wife of the gentleman that put together the Revelation Dawn of Global Government. By the way, Anita, I didn't know if you were aware of this or not. I mentioned that the filming of this started back in 2010. The movie was released 2016. And this is accompanied, by the way, folks. If you buy the movie and the trilogy, you also get the two-volume set. And this is a direct transcript of the movie, which... I'm going down the list, Anita, and I'm looking at this. And did you realize how many people have died since,
I have, yeah.
I mean,
in fact, in the credits.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of these are great of the Patriot world. These are people that have, you know, 50 years of their life devoted to research on different topics.
You know,
Joan Vion.
Well, I've got the list here. Dr. Stan Monteith, Joan Vion, Dr. Michael Kaufman, Joyce Riley, Officer Jack McLam, Greg Evenson, he died in January. Jim Mars up there in Dallas, he's gone. Ron McDonald, mm-hmm. he's still around, but he almost died 6 months ago. And he
I didn't know that.
Yes.
And better call him.
Well, and he's been a regular guest on Mondays on my program for the past
for the last eight years.
Yeah. So I'm looking at this and I've been telling people, look, you know, we're losing some of the best out there, and who are they being replaced by? And today, subsequently to this broadcast, this interview today, I said that this generation, if we do not make the adjustment and we don't turn this thing around with this generation, my opinion, stick a fork in it, because this turkey is cooked. It's done.
Pretty sad.
Well,
there are young people coming up who I couldn't name right now, but I know that there are. But unfortunately, with our school system, the way it's set up as an agenda-driven education, the kids coming up aren't learning the truth about history, or most of them don't have a good family with, you know, what you need, a mom and a dad together trying to raise them and putting in both sides of a human being. Those are some of the problems we have, but miracles can happen. I don't know how you feel about Trump. You probably don't like him, but he's a lot better than what the option was. And
trust me, we've been down that road on this network. As a matter of fact, following this program, James Kelso does a program called The Trump Phenomenon. And I'll tell you what, he's loved by many, but he's hated by many.
And I know. It's right down the middle. And, of course, now a lot of, you know, right-wing people, I hate to even say that word, but people, you know, don't like different things about him. But my point about it is, to me, it was a miracle that he got in. Everything was stacked against him, and it still is, and it will continue to be. And once he's out, maybe even at the midterms, God forbid, you know, we have a big shakeup and or worse. And miracles can happen. They did happen in that case, and there are, to try to look on the brighter side, there are some young people that are speaking out and that are learning some of these principles.
In spite of the system, and I'm very glad that you guys and I'm very glad you guys did the trilogy, because there's only so much stuff that you can put in a 2-hour movie. So you guys decided.
Well, that's kind of what happened, and that's the reason it took so long to make the movie, is that we started out and we didn't really have that much access. We were professional filmmakers in the advertising world, so we worked for ad agencies, Chuck and I both, for our entire careers. We worked together. We had a production company, and we lived on the left coast. We're Texans, but we were out there for professional reasons. And when we moved back to Texas in 2004, we were happy to be back, you know, to the land of the free, but it wasn't as free as we thought it was, and or it used to be, at least in our minds it was. And so we began, Chuck really had been on it since 9/11, and really before that he was figuring things out, and he was pushing notebooks on people, you know, oh, you've got to see this, you know, the old school way, collecting articles and stuff. And we were pretty much ostracized, not that we had all that many friends, but the ones we had really didn't want to talk to us anymore because we were obsessed. You know, once you find this kind of stuff out, you can't let it go.
Well,
and so we decided, you know, Chuck was feeling really helpless about it, and he was praying about it, and sort of, I mean, in a sort of a, you know, loose way, and was saying, what am I supposed to do with this information? I don't know what to do. And he told me this, and I said, well, I think what you're supposed to do is use all the talent you've collected over the years, you know, making commercials for Ford and Disney, and put it into something that could educate the general public. So we started down that road, and Joyce Riley was instrumental in helping us get introductions, and so we got started like that. Mm-hmm. And little by little, we started getting to bigger and bigger sources of information. Yeah. And then finally, I think it was around 2012 that we approached Charlie Daniels. We were looking for a star because being in the film world, we knew that if you have, you know, a name attached to it that people recognize, it, it gives you a lot more clout. So we were looking for a household name, and nobody wants to put their name on any of this because it's a career killer in Hollywood. So finally, when we called up Charlie Daniels' manager, he said, well, that's not going to happen. You know, he's not going to do this. But I'll give the script to him. And when he did, within 2 days, Charlie called and said, I'll be in San Antonio. You meet me down there. So we did. And then within, I don't know, a month or so, we were driving to Nashville and filming him. And he also wrote there's a song which turned out to be so long, we used it at the end over the credits. The song's about 5 minutes long, and it's called Behold a Pale Horse. It's the lyrics are very touching and true.
Yeah.
So he did that for us, and I applaud him for, you know, standing up. And he has a soapbox that's on his website that he says what he thinks.
Yeah. Well, and you know, he said in the closing of this, it's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's. And that's what we have been doing for a number of years. I wanted to go back here with the people that contributed, and what I was starting to say here about the movie, there was so much footage, and I have done videos in the past. And the plethora of information, and you're trying to decide, okay, well, that's good. Okay, well, what he said next is, you know, that goes with that, and that makes it. But you end up with 5, 8, 10 hours of video with dynamite content, and you're sitting there pulling your hair out going, what do I include, what do I don't include? So what you guys did, the movie came out in 2016. So last year, in 2017, you decided with all that footage that you were going to offer the trilogy as well. And this is another 3 hours. Joan Vion is the one that told me that you guys had the trilogy follow-up on this. I didn't even know it. She asked me, did I get a copy? And I go, no. Well, you've
Charlotte is the beat.
Yes.
Charlotte. Unless you were doing some spirit talking or something.
What did I say?
You said Joan.
Oh, yeah.
Joan, you know, passed away quite a while ago.
You know, she's been on my mind all day today. My apologies. She was a very sweet woman. She was driven.
A ball of fire.
Well, and that's how all of us are. That's how I have been throughout the years because, you know, you can buy a new set of clothes. You can change your residency. You can move to France. You can go. You only have a short amount of time dancing on this dirt ball in a universe without end, but we were lucky enough to be born in this country. And I'm a little prejudiced, as I said before, I'm a little biased. I happen to think that this is formed by men on the governance scale. It's the best that's ever been. And if you've got a gem like that, boy, is it worth trying to steal. And they have been hard at work at this, but
a lot of people have died for this country and given their lives and given a lot of time to trying to, you know, keep it free. And you can't get it back once you lose it. So
no.
we just cannot let it go.
You know, I suppose I shouldn't say this, but I will anyhow. I've had occasion throughout my life and career that I have had families gnashing of teeth and carrying on, and one threatening the other, well, I'm not comfortable with this, and the other is saying about we must. And I have actually given counsel to families and looked at the man and said, look, if there's discord here and the wife's trying to pull you away from this, let me remind you of something. You can always get another wife, but you can't get another country. You know, so, you know, you need to make your choices.
It's hard, you know, and I think it's hard for women. I mean, this is maybe a gross generalization, but we like things to, you know, look pretty and smell the roses and, you know, all be all touchy-feely kind of stuff. But the reality is once you figure out what we're losing, and I was slow to pull me along. I didn't want to do this. Not that I didn't want to do the film, but I did not want to know these things. I even said something like, after 9/11, well, I have nothing to hide, you know, this type of thing. Not understanding the implications that the Patriot Act and all these other draconian measures have put on us, now that we're used to it, but we're used to so many of these things, but...
I've never quite got used to it. It's a matter of public record in history. But these madcap people, my God. You know, the Supreme Court rules that the country is a Christian nation, that's its basis, and then they want to take God out of the equation. You know, for all these atheist type or whatever their agenda, you know, I often wondered, Anita, when Congress convenes every morning, what do they give out of the well of Congress? You got a priest there or a chaplain that gives a prayer. And I'm wondering why the ACLU never went after Congress for doing that.
Well, they just haven't gotten around to it. I'm sure they will.
Yeah. Well, okay.
But I'll tell you, if I had to think that I was the one in charge of everything in terms of creation and in terms of figuring out what's right and wrong and all the things, that would be a pretty terrible idea. You do not want me in charge.
Well, I would, you know, no, I'm not going to go there because whatever I say, it's going to take too much explanation to follow up my statement. But
yeah.
we'll leave it go with that.
Yeah.
Hey, well, look, this is what you guys have decided to do, and Republic Broadcasting Network is going to take part in it. Now, by the way, did you send me that link over?
Yes, I sent something that we can work with, yes.
Okay, what we're going to do here is that Monday we'll have a banner up for Revelation. And folks, Dawn of Global Government, that's what this movie is about. So we're going to put a banner up on the website, and people are going to be able to link through to your site and watch the movie that was done in 2016.
They go to the site.
Wait, before you get into any explanation, Anita, let me finish here, okay? Because I don't want to go through the complications and confuse people. We'll figure that out, and we'll make the direction clear as to how to get it.
Go to John's site. There,
well, republicbroadcasting.org. But what I was going to say here, Revelation, Dawn of the Global Government, that movie is going to be there. You can watch it. You can watch the trilogy, and the trilogy is wonderful. That's an additional 3 hours for a total of 5 hours plus. And you're making this available to the public. They don't have to buy it in order to watch it. But you're asking for one thing. If this moves them, if they think the people like yourself and this message needs to be supported, what are you asking people to do?
Well, basically, let me explain one thing. We're going to show the movie free for a 10-day period, and then if they're interested in seeing more, then you can purchase the bundle of movies, which is the original movie, and then the trilogy is three more films. There are three more full-length films, so it's basically another almost 6 hours of information. The trilogy, which we haven't talked about that much, includes much longer, more in-depth interviews with many of the greats of the Patriot world, including John Zuttmiller, who we're talking to right now, and Joan Vion, Dr. Stan Monteith, Joel Skousen, Charlotte Iserbeet, and many others.
You know, I don't think I made the cut in the movie, did I?
The original movie, everybody in there is very short cuts.
Okay.
So we saved the best for last, and we put you on there where you had a good long run of what you wanted to say. We could not condense down the information that you had to say into a 2 minute little or 30 second cut. So,
yeah. Well, and
your part is in the trilogy.
And you want to talk about miracles. On the day that Chuck showed up to interview me for this revelation, I had literally just totaled my car, went home and changed clothes. I had to, because there was a cup of coffee all over me. I had to go home, change my clothes, and I came right up to the network. I had just totaled out my car. I could have died there. And I was still a little bit rattled, but I watched it, and I thought, okay, well, you seem like you made sense. you were still there.
I think you were in shock, because you didn't seem very upset at all. You kind of mentioned it in passing. Yeah, I just totaled my car, but that's fine. We can walk away on the show.
Come hell or high water, well, we got a mission. Damn, yeah, the torpedoes, right. And full speed ahead. Doggone it. All right, well, I'll tell you what.
And you didn't miss the beat.
So. No, it's ingrained. It's part of me. You know, I can almost do a radio program in my sleep. That's how much I'm involved in this, and this is how much of a passion it is. Okay, so I'll tell you what. Let's get that link up. And I will be talking with you. Oh, by the way, could you, Mark Collins, he's the guy that played Washington in the movie?
Yes, that's right.
And you said that, and these people, this is an actor, but you don't know who the guy really is and what he's involved in. I want to bring up Mark Collins on the program maybe next week while we're doing this this free showing of Revelation, The Dawn of Global Government. And I'd very much like to have him. If you could contact him, I'll get him up on the air. And folks, this is inspirational. I can. If you need some fuel for your Patriot fire, this will throw some logs on it. That's guaranteed.
Yeah. Well, the best thing about it is it's a way to be a Paul Revere just by handing either the free link or by handing them a DVD and saying, here, watch this. This is what I've been trying to tell you, because it's very succinct. It covers all the bases.
And I got to say, the way this was done, even Alex Jones was very quiet and very reserved and very on point. I was amazed. All right. Anita, thank you so much. Thank you so much on short notice coming up and doing this
sure,
today.
Sure, appreciate it.
And I'll be in contact with you Monday, and we'll get this banner going. And I'm looking forward to speaking with Mr. Collins.
Okay. Thank you, John. Have a nice evening.
Okay. You too, Anita. Thank you so much. You know, $1.5 million, folks. You know this. Excuse me. You know the story of the network. We've done nothing but lose money. Now you think freedom and liberty would be a sellable commodity? Not to people that are confused. Not to people that have witnessed the incrementalism and they don't even know what country they're in. Let alone what their duties and obligations of being a citizen thereof. Man, it's been an uphill battle. And I am so glad, by the way, Charlotte Iserby, she had called me, and we were talking about this. And she asked me, did you get a copy of the movie? I go, no. She said, did you get the trilogy? I said, no. And Charlotte was in contact with Anita and said, look, what's up? So when I got the link that I've been watching and the trilogy, I mean, there's almost an entire DVD that has Charlotte Iserby on there. And I told Charlotte, I said, a lot of people don't know who Charlotte Iserby is. They don't know your story. They don't know your history. And I said, this is a good thing for exposure out there, because Anita just said it. Why are our children so dumb? Because we've got the plan of the communist here, from one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, government schools, to be used as a transmission belt for the propaganda. And this is what Charlotte Iserby was fighting for, and she saw this coming years ago. And she was trying to tell people like Ronnie Reagan, and Ronnie Reagan kind of turned a deaf ear to her. She was in his cabinet, for crap's sakes. I mean, it's... I was appalled. But her and I have been spending a few hours on the phone, and I said, Joan, I said, if it wouldn't be for committed people, I mean, she's 86 years old. No, 80, let me take that back, she's 87. And I said, you know what? You're going to have to hang around another 10 or so years, another decade or so, you know, just to see the fruition of the seeds that you planted take root and come to life. It will happen if we don't give up. And that's the key to this whole thing. The war is not over. We might have got our butts kicked in a few battles, but you know what? That's the way it is. There are casualties on the way of a goal for something that is greater than just, say, ourselves. And, man, I don't know what to say. I mean, I've got 26 years in my head here, and I don't even know how to relate to you how important it is that you stand your ground. And this is what I've been telling. This is what I told Ron Avery. This is what I told Anita Untersee. I said, we now are in the whack-a-mole game. Anytime anything patriotic or constitutional comes up, we're waylaid. I told her about the conference down here in San Antonio where she met Charlie Daniels, probably at the very same hotel. I'm just guessing. But here are the people that threw us out on the ear, our ears the other day. Said, oh, no, we know you've had a contract for 3 months, but you know what? We're just going to give you your money back. Really. Folks, I've been telling you, and I'm going to tell you again, just in case you might have forgotten. Did you hear what Anita said? That, you know, God, I just wanted to close my ears. I didn't want to know all this stuff. Well, you had to know it. And once she knew it, she understood what she had to do. And I'll tell you what, working, oh, what was it, 6 years to make this movie? I'd call that dedication. You know, you heard what she said, both her and her husband, Chuck, they were making a good living doing promotional stuff for Ford and Disney. You know, that's big corporate money. You get paid well doing that. I forgot to ask her, you know, once her and Chuck had to get the hell out of California and come back to Texas, how long of a hot shower did you have to take to get the crud that you picked up, and that's why they left. Because in a sea of corruption, only the soulless will stick around to collect the last shekel. That's for sure. They got out. Dedicated to the point of working on this movie for that many years, to bring this to the public, and then to have the very same distribution for Dinesh D'Souza here, kind of like fall short. Well, that's an understatement. They let the Untersee movie fall on its face. Very, very much in the same fashion as I mentioned Aaron Russo, Freedom to Fascism. He had a limited release in this country, but that got waylaid. And folks, I didn't attend a theater that showed the movie Revelation Dawn of Global Government, but I was sure down here in Austin when Aaron Russo showed up for the premiere here in Austin. And I knew Aaron, and I'd already seen the movie. I knew what he was going to say. You know what? That day I didn't even say hi to him. I talked to him later on the phone, but I didn't even approach him because there was a lot of people around him. And I thought, you know what? This is their time, not mine. I can talk to him whenever I want. But I stood, folks, up in the front of that theater, the faces in the crowded theater, standing room only, reading the faces and the expressions of the people by the light of the silvery screen, and I watched their faces. Many people in that theater, the wonderful patriots out there, hey, you know, it's Friday night, let's go see a movie, mom and dad or sister or brother, hey, sounds like a good idea, yeah, okay, I'll buy the tickets and the popcorn. A lot of those people were not prepared for that movie, but their reaction was priceless. Here they were exposed to information that they didn't have a damn clue what it was about. And it was the most rewarding time, one of the most rewarding times I have spent, just watching the reaction to true and factual information. It was astounding. You see why they gotta crowd us out, folks? You see why they gotta deplatform us or deny us access? This is why. We've got the truth on our side. They've got the, let me be kind here, Where's my Johnny B. Good? I get a little wound up sometimes. Excuse me. But this is why it's so important that we endure. Yeah, we're going to take casualties, man. I mean, I was shocked. I was going through the accompanying... it's actually a little magazine. Well, it's not a little. They're magazines. Hardcover magazines here for the Revelation, the trilogy, and also the movie. And I'm noticing something as I watched it initially. I'm going, wait a minute. I remember Stan. He used to be on the network. Oh, there's Officer Jack. Greg Evenson. They were on this network. They had shows on this network. Then I start going down the list. Seven or eight of them are dead. Gone. Shuffled off the mortal coil to take the universal trip. But their legacy lives on, and it does so through this trilogy series. It's fantastic. All right, let's take the break. We'll be back in three.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This story in this short segment, then I want to roll around to what the other part of my day entailed talking with people. It was rather fascinating. Sheriff was bribed to shoulder drug dealer for 15 years. Federal authorities say a Mississippi sheriff gave protection for years to a drug dealer who robbed other dealers and kicked back stolen money and drug profits to the lawman. The illegal partnership began about 15 years ago when Tallahatchie County Sheriff William Brewer, who resigned Tuesday, by the way, began helping a then-teenage drug dealer, federal officials allege in a sworn statement. They said the unnamed dealer robbed other dealers of drugs and money, given stolen money and proceeds from drug sales to the sheriff of the rural Mississippi Delta County, about 80 miles south of Memphis. The scheme began to collapse on June 12th when the FBI says it persuaded the dealer to become a confidential informant. And I'll tell you how that works. We got the goods on you, boy. Turn evidence, otherwise you're going to go to jail. That's how that works. Yeah, they persuaded the dealer to become a confidential informant. The FBI arrested a 58-year-old Brewer on Friday, charging him with conspiracy to sell drugs and extortion. I don't know how you sell extortion, but that's what the story reads. Defense lawyer Kevin Horan declined to comment Tuesday on Brewer's guilt or innocence. That's what they claim. That's all I can say, he told the Associated Press when asked about the allegations. After spending the weekend in jail, Brewer resigned as sheriff ahead of the Tuesday court appearance, and the Tallahatchie County supervisors will appoint a replacement to serve the 2019 general election. Horan and Brewer resigned because it would have been too messy for him to remain as sheriff of the 16,000-person county and because it smoothed the way for prosecutors to agree to his release after a weekend in jail. Under the circumstances, he thought it was the best interest of the county and his best interest, according to his attorney. Yeah, you think? Yeah, you got caught, you idiot. Well, U.S. Magistrate Judge Roy Percy released Brewer on $25,000 bail, ordering him to remain in home except for work, school, and religious service. Well, you can scratch the work. He's out of a job. Now, I'm not going to relay. This is the bulk of the story, verbatim. But do you see a problem here? The FBI. The FBI, which has proven repeatedly that they're just as corrupt as any, well, give it a time, give it a place. What should have happened is in the state, grand jury should have been impaneled, evidence given, charges made, paperwork passed out, people show up for court. That's how it should have gone. Not the FBI coming into the state's business over a crooked sheriff. That's where the problem lies. Folks, each one of these so-called states is a nation unto itself. How can you tell? Because each one of them has its own rule book called the state's constitution. We were supposed to be enjoined for specific reasons under the federal government, so they do their thing without intruding into our thing. But this whole thing stinks. When I saw this story, FBI swoops in under their investigation. That should have happened in the state. That's the power that the people need in the states. Do they not? FBI. Jeez, old Pete. Hour two coming up, folks. Glad you're here with us today. Stick around. I got some more stuff for you. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.